Hi, this is MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood, America's first film Hollywood entertainment podcasting show, where blogging meets podcasting. Hi, this is MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood. This is a fashion episode when Philippines' first ecocouture designer meets Hollywood designer. Without further ado, let's introduce our guest, John Ablaza. He's been in the fashion industry for over 30 years, and I heard that he will have an upcoming fashion show in Calgary, Canada. While our next guest, Hollywood designer Puy Quiñones, he is a head designer of Coco Melody in Los Angeles and the Philippines, and met him last year. So let's go ahead and play those interviews right now. Guys, we have the Philippines' first ecocouture designer on the other line, John Ablaza. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm now in Toronto.
Yes, and well, congratulations for all your success. And now that I heard that you are doing a new show in Canada, talk about it a little bit.
Actually, I've been doing a lot of shows in Canada, but this time it's going to be in April. It's something different for me, like... In all those 30 years, I'm going to give my hand a try in doing an undergarment collections.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. And I know last year you were promoting the nature and nurture. Is it going to be different this time?
Well, it's going to be like undergarment, but then the theme of the show is like the four elements of nature, like earth, fire, water, and... I think wind or something, you know. So somehow I should draw inspiration from the nature again in doing this new set of collections.
Well, that's great. Well, the last time you had, we still talk. Right now, it's an unforgettable moment for the $1.3 million bow tie. Are you gonna do similar to the swimwear, like a diamond in the swimwear? Like a million.
I would love to do that, but I don't think we can afford to do it this time.
Yeah, you'll never know.
Again, I'll make sure that. I'll make sure that the collection will be properly represented and go with the theme of their elements of nature.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm so happy.
We want to convey the message that people should really like start being aware and you know take. Extra care of the Mother Earth because obviously the Earth is not in very good condition right now.
Absolutely. Well, I admire you for really, really unique promoting the Philippines in terms of our culture through fashion to the highest level. And I what about now you've heard that the new national director of Miss Universe Philippines, Shamsi Supsup, what can you say about that?
I am very happy that she decided to take over the Miss Universe Philippines, and I think she's capable of, you know, doing it. Because she was a winner. She was a runner-up in the Miss Universe pageant way back in 2011.
Yes, and I've seen those photos doing photo shoots with you, and she carried herself. She's really representing, embodied the Filipina beauty and, of course, the intelligence that really represents your brand, John Ablaza. So invite everyone to check out your social media.
Yeah, I'd like to invite all my followers from around the world to, from time to time, check my social media pages. Including the one in Facebook. I have at least three to four Facebook pages. The John Ablaza International Fashion Designer page. I also have the from Diva Filipina page and Jose Rizal Traveling Museum page, and they can find me in Instagram as well at John C. Ablaza.
Or simply hashtag John Ablaza to find you. Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your precious time, John. This is a just short interview, but it's very meaningful to all our listeners here at Blog Talk Hollywood. This is a special episode because we're also talking about fashion here in our episode.
Thank you so much, MJ, and thank you for always being there for me, for all the support in all those years, and I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Don't go away. Guys, you just heard John Ablaza, Philippines' first ecocouture designer, and we are posting for break. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, universe. You are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood. This is a very special episode. This is a fashion episode. He's actually celebrating his 40th birthday. I met him last year when I was in the Philippines, in Manila in particular. He is one of the most influential Filipino-Americans last year. And his name is Puy Quiñones. So let's go ahead and play that exclusive interview right now. You recently launched your the brand Coco Manila. So how does it feel to launch it finally in Manila, Philippines?
Thank you, MJ. Of course, it's nice to be home, and it's nice to launch the brand that I really be part of the growth in Los Angeles and bring it here in Manila.
Absolutely.
So I'm very happy. You know, there's no such thing as going back to your roots, mm-hmm. and, you know, being proud of as Filipino. So for me, Coco Maldi is a Filipino pride for me. So I'm bringing it. I want to share it to my countrymen.
That's amazing, because the last time I've seen you was 2018 in downtown LA. And now we are in Bel Air, Makati. Which is like the financial district here in the Philippines. So I know I've seen the Coco Melo de Manila. It's about the bridal. I know I've seen it in LA as well. What's new with this Coco Melo de Manila?
Anyway. Well, actually, in terms of collection, it's the same collection that we launched last year, this year, the 2019 collection. And I just basically the new thing here is I'm bringing Coco Melo de Manila. And you know, I want the Manila brides or the Filipino bride to try something different that's more, you know, something global. And then the approach is different. It's not, you know, I want to have the brides experience something that's easy for them. And, you know, in terms of choosing wedding gowns.
And so, wow, I've seen the collections with a private fashion show. I really, really like that collection. And you make a difference I should say you make them happy. It's like the special moment of their lives. And so, speaking of Puy Quiñones as a brand, I know it's also available in Los Angeles. Talk about that.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm branching out here. As I said, like, I'm bringing both Coco Melody and the Puy Quiñones Los Angeles back in Manila.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I have an atelier in Los Angeles for my couture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a completely different brand from Coco Melody and Puy Quiñones. Because even we have different showrooms in LA and for the price range. And Coco Melody focuses only for wedding gowns, but the Puy Quiñones Los Angeles, we cater to different types of evening gowns, day wear, corporate, street. So it's different variety because it's mostly custom made. And we're also launching the ready to wear line hopefully next year in Los Angeles.
That's pretty good. And you ship around the world?
Yes, we do ship around the world. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. And they will be able to visit that website. What's your official website?
Yeah, for Coco Melody is for our global, it's cocomelody.com. But for Manila, it's cocomelody.ph.
Absolutely. So, being the Puy Quiñones as a brand, you kind of impart that in Coco Melody, but what's the difference? Can you give us a little bit of that so people won't be, you know, because I see Puy Quiñones in Coco Melody. How do you distinct that?
Well, actually, it's a little bit different, to be honest, because Coco Melody is very feminine. It's very timeless, classic, and very wearable. But the Puy Quiñones, my women there is the confident, adventurous, you know, strong women, and ready to try and wear something different, something. Because for the Puy Quiñones brand, it's more of it's a wearable art, whereas the Coco Melody is more classic for classic women and timeless elegance.
That's amazing. And well, once again, congratulations for the 75 most influential Filipino Americans. And how does it feel to be part of it again this year, because we are celebrating the Filipino American History Month in America?
I'm actually very flattered, and thank you for making for choosing me as one of the 75 most influential Filipino Americans. So thank you so much. I'm 22nd this year, so
yeah, it's bringing the Filipino American together. I know if the People has 50, if Time Magazine has 50, we got 75.
Thank you.
And so you really, I should say, about changing the image of Filipino Americans in America. Because before we started there as a farmers, nurses, now we really reached the point that, you know, we could also be in Hollywood.
Yes, of course. So we want to bring glamour to,
exactly,
you know.
Imagine you're a
industry.
Province boy, and yes, then you become a Hollywood fashion designer. I mean, what advice can you give to those who want to make it?
Well, just be true to yourself and love your craft, master your craft, and make sure that you respect it and know, understand the value of, you know, your talent, basically.
Absolutely. Well, invite everyone. I know you're on social media. Invite on your social media with your brand as well.
Well, guys, you can follow me on Instagram. It's Puy Quiñones. And for Coco Melody, it's Coco Melody PH. And on my Facebook. And visit, or if you want to book appointment with us for Coco Melody, just visit cocomelody.ph.
Well, congrats again.
Thank
for
you so
the
much,
75 most influential Filipino Americans of 2019.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it, guys. It's a one-on-one interview with Puy Quiñones, Hollywood fashion designer. And this is a kickoff episode of Blog Talk Hollywood. So I'm signing off. This is MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.
Hi, this is Puy Quiñones from Coco Melody, and you're listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.
Now let's go on to our segment, Blog Talk Music. Well, this is your chance to see the Pussycat Dolls. After 10 years, it's their first ever reunited for the first time. So if you happen to be in Manila on May the 9th, you could catch them at Mall of Asia Arena, May the 9th, Saturday. The tickets on sale now at smticket.com, or you could find them hashtag PCD Manila 2020. Well, let's go on also with the music. Have you seen Selena Gomez, her video Rare? And it was shot in Ventura Farms, California, and it was really amazing cinematography. And the music is really fresh and edgy of Selena Gomez. Check that out, you guys. Well, in terms of another music, J. Ray Soul, formerly known as Jessica Reynoso, spotted in Manila, a new member of Black Eyed Peas. She is looking stunning, you guys. So check her out. I've heard some of her music. You could check out Jessica Reynoso, and also check out J-Ray Soul, the new member of Black Eyed Peas. Hi guys, this is MJ Ricadio and you're listening to Blog Talk Hollywood. This is the last part of our episode, and now we talk about Johnny Blaza, Puig Quiñones. We talk about the music industry. Now let's add to this Jocelyn Enriquez, Queen of Freestyle. She is definitely back. So she just had a meet and greet in Texas. So check her out if you're a huge fan of the 80s, the 90s music, freestyle. They call it EDM now. Check her out. She has an official Facebook page, Jocelyn Enriquez Official. So it's been a great episode. I hope you check out our social media, Instagram, MJ Ricadio the blogger, Twitter and Facebook at MJ Ricadio. So that is it for now. And let's shout out to our friend Mark Daniels, Pilar Mateo, all our followers, Cynthia from Germany, Johnny Blaza, Puig Quiñones, MB, all our friends at ABC Films. Check them out. Go to ABC Films on Facebook or ebcfilms.net. Shout out to all our friends around the globe. I am signing off. This is MJ Ricadio and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.